Now, recording live from the SEC Pub, it's the BS and Beer Podcast crew with your host, David Romero.
Welcome back, hour number two, the BS and Beer Podcast on 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. Heath Elson-San, Tomas Mauricio, Tyler Kistner on the board. I'm Dave Romero. Listen, wall-to-wall Saints talk. We've already covered a bunch of stuff. Thanks to John Hendricks for coming in from the Canal Street Chronicles. Comes in every week, gives us his thoughts. He's right there. He's on the sideline. He's in the press box. He knows all the ongoings and the things going on. If we miss it, he catches it. That's right. He's there. He's our inside information. Listen, we talked about, I think we need to do a little bit of this housekeeping to make sure everyone who wants to participate in our Pick'em League can be part of that. So go to Yahoo and then look up the Pick'em League.
Yes,
and the
Pro Pick'em.
Pro Pick'em. There's also an app if you techie guy.
If you use the Yahoo Fantasy Sports app.
Right.
And within that, under more games, I think you'll see Pro Pick'em.
All right. So if you want to go to the app. All right. So then the number.
Fun. There you go. You got the little rib thing at the top. There you
the
go.
League number is 37909. And the password is BS and Beer. Okay. So use those things to join the league. Be part of it. Now, last year we had some prizes, and we may have some prizes this year, but I'm not committing to it yet. We're talking to a couple of people who might throw something down on it. So, you know, last year I think what we do, first place won $75 and $50 and $25 or whatever. This year, I'm not coming
not
out of my
so
pocket.
Much. Not, you know, not so much.
They didn't let me write that off my taxes, so y'all take that up with the IRS. So
yeah. What about the Fantasy League thing?
Okay, so let's talk about the Fantasy League. If you go to NFL.com, we have another Fantasy League. Now, this is, you know, obviously Pick'em is picking the games. Fantasy, there's no draft. You go in, you pick whatever starters you want to pick for that week. I think it does quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, tight end.
Eight players.
And then theoretically, you can pick the same people that several other people through the course of the
year. It's not a head-to-head weekly thing. It's a cumulative thing over the whole season.
Right. So you can join that. You can go to my Twitter account. It's at SaintsBS. And all the login information for the Pick'em League and the Fantasy League is right there. Or you can send us an email at bsandbeer@icloud.com, and I'll be happy to direct you, send you a link. I'll cut and paste the information I already have on my phone, send you an email back so you can join the league, compete against us. Man, we love it. All year long we talk about it, all the different things going on, who's winning, who's in first place, who finished first this week. Get your name on the radio.
Graffiti hotline and do some bragging.
Yeah, well, that's right. Bragging rights. That's what it's all about. So, all right. So, when we left off earlier in the first hour.
Wait a second, Dave.
All right.
Yeah, Heath said he wanted to correct or talk about the weakest position group.
Okay, the weakest. Well, oh, that's right.
Position.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you asked that, and you know, I said offensive line, but that's as a whole grouping, including the reserves. If we're talking about starter, I'm going to have to say tight end still. As much as I love Ben Watson, we didn't, you know, along with all the other starters, he didn't really do anything his preseason. We didn't see him. Another year older. You know, long term, over the course of the entire season, how is he able to hold up? Because if he goes down, we don't have a lot at the tight end position, unfortunately.
Well, we had a young
Hill
guy.
Hill just hasn't shown anything. And
I don't want to disagree with what you just said. The thing is, I think Hill's shown what he is.
Right.
A solid player.
Right.
He's not a bad player. He's just not a game changer. He's not going to do anything to, you know, to change the game. But on occasion, he has made plays. In the playoffs, he turned into a different player.
Yeah, so, well, that's true.
Started with the Washington game.
Yeah. And he made plays there
he
as well.
He changed the Washington game.
The point is, yes, I agree that he's not a game changer, but he's a solid NFL a tight end. So is Ben Watson. The guy that was a surprise addition to the roster.
Not to me, but go ahead.
No.
Well, go ahead. Arnold.
He's
a guy.
I told you that.
I know you liked him. I thought it was a little bit of, I don't know. I mean, he needs – it just, to me, it shows the lack of depth at tight end because not that he can't be a good player, but, I mean, it's like, yeah, well, he just needs to add on 20, 30 pounds. Well, that's part of the development process.
Yeah.
Well, so, and I think – well, he just changed because if you will recall, last season he was trying out as a wide receiver, got hurt, injured reserve, you know, whatever it was, and he came back, you know. And they told him when he came back, you know what, son? You'd have a better chance to make this team if you swap over to tight end. That's how it all started.
So, hold on a second. Now, you telling me, because I don't really even know who the guy was, so he made a team and
last
I started
year
doing,
he was on his team.
He was on as a wide receiver?
That's correct.
I did not know that.
And they're got like, injured.
Go eat a biscuit. Well, that's the development. Last year, they said go eat a biscuit, and he got up to about 220.
Yeah.
That's right. So now if he goes eat some more Popeyes, he'll be up to about 240 and be able to contribute.
The thing is, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that what he lacks now is not the understanding the plays. It's not the pass catching. What he needs to develop is blocking technique. There's a big difference between standing up as a wide receiver and getting down in a three-point stance as a tight end. And that's where he's lacking.
Yeah.
So that will come. I really don't think he needs even much more muscle or weight. Maybe another 10 pounds. I don't think it's quite that much. But it's really technique. He does not have the technique down for blocking from a tight end position.
Yeah.
Well, that's all.
In the meantime, he showed so much potential as a receiver.
Yeah, he's got
great size and everything. And quite frankly, I think the Saints knew they had to keep him around or they were going to lose him.
Yes,
and I agree. He showed some talent. He obviously has soft hands and catches the ball extremely well. He made a play up the seam. Taysom Hill threw a fantastic ball. And he made a very athletic catch. And at the end of the day, I mean, there are a lot of guys who make NFL teams that can make plays like that. They may not be able to block. You won't see them in there on first down unless they spread them out. But listen,
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy, what team is better at taking a tight end that can't block and put them in a position
now
to be successful?
Now you finally hit the nail on the head.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the thing I see about Arnold being a guy that I didn't expect to make the team. But in hindsight, I don't think it was groundbreaking because of the fact that the Saints just simply don't have a lot of depth. I mean, it was something. It was a glaring weakness all offseason.
Well, that is true.
I was beating a drum, and still just never happened. So let's talk a little bit more about these cuts that we either expected or didn't expect. And so one of them is Williams, the running back.
Yeah.
I think everybody had it penciled in that he was going to be the replacement for Ingram
And literally, I think everybody. I mean, I think it shocked everybody.
Yeah. All the pundits.
Yeah. Well, y'all still shocked because I'm waiting for some commentary, and you're like,
Well, I mean, what can you say?
He got cut.
During the four games of the preseason, he played, and he looked solid. He played well.
Yeah.
You know, so someone you could depend on. And Drew had made the comment that he felt comfortable with him in there because he felt he knew the blocking schemes.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, to me, that's one of the biggest surprises in him getting cut. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
One of the things that I was disappointed in is the last preseason game, there was a run to the edge and made a nice play, bounced it out. You could see he had the corner, and then all of a sudden, he just never really made an effort to get in the end zone. He scored a touchdown.
They gave him a touchdown.
The point is that I wonder, I can't help but wonder, if maybe he was shoot in and it was like on the cusp and the coaches were like, yeah, he's going to be.
And then Sean Payton had a conniption fit.
That play right there, just to me, it just demonstrated.
Your shoes. What shoes are you wearing?
You're right.
Remember?
And it's like, put your foot in the ground and turn up field. There's no way that defensive back was going to be able to tackle you. But instead, he lollygagged to the pylon.
Or just put the ball in the left hand.
Oh, that was another thing.
I mean, literally, if he had put the ball in the left hand, it would have been a touchdown.
He even stuck it out the wrong way.
Yeah, there were several. He literally stuck the ball to the right. He was going to the right, stuck it out to the right.
Yeah.
And put it outside the pylon, and they gave him a touchdown.
And it didn't help that he bobbled the two-point conversion after that. I mean, in back-to-back plays, it was, you know, not good.
I truly wonder if that didn't say something to coach, say, look, this kid's just not ready.
But they hand Edmonds the ball and he gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we talked about that run.
So if you're gonna look at the two guys, but
Edmonds is a special teams player. I don't think he ever made the team because of his running back prowess.
Yeah. I think he made the team because of his versatility. I think that's what it is.
Well,
that he could play.
When we say made the team, that was a short-lived.
He briefly made the final cut.
He made the final cut
just to live for one day.
Live for a day. Okay. You know, man, you almost got to feel. Let's talk about that. You got to feel bad for a guy that. He doesn't get the call. They don't tell him to bring his playbook. You go into the meeting room. You kick your feet up, and you're like, I made it, man. I made it.
Yep.
Hey, coach needs you to bring your playbook. God damn it.
love it.
Yep.
That would be Stupar.
Yeah. Well, because he even, you know, he sent out, because he's on my Twitter feeds, right? So he sent out his tweet, God is great. You know, here he is. I made it back. I'm so glad. You know?
Yeah.
And you know that the rest of his teammates were like, man, because he's a special team guy.
Right.
You know? And so all of a sudden, the next day, it's like.
Tap on the shoulder. Yeah. Bring your playbook.
Yeah.
Golly.
Hey, what happened to my nameplate on my locker?
All right. So here's the draft picks that made the cut. Okay. Marcus Davenport, our two first round draft picks guy. Tre'Quan Smith. The receiver, third rounder. Yeah. Then you have the sixth rounder, Boston Scott, Northern Louisiana. You know what we're talking about. All right. And Will Clapp, the LSU kid, offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. They made the team. Cut. Natrell Jamerson, Cameron Moore, and Rick Leonard. Now, to me, okay.
That's the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth round draft pick.
All the kids in the defensive backfield, I couldn't help but wonder, why did they draft so many DBs when it looked like we were pretty deep? And that was before I even saw the improvement of some of those guys on the back end of the roster as defensive backs.
Yeah.
But, man, there just wasn't any room for them. And all the hand-wringing, I want to say this, all the hand-wringing we do every year, and I kind of joke about it. Oh, man, we can't cut these guys, man. These guys aren't good. They'll never clear waivers. They always clear waivers.
Yeah.
They always clear waivers.
See, that's what Dave said to me in the last show. If you will recall.
Okay, so the first year.
Last show, and you will hear Dave make fun of me, right? Well, Tomas, you say that every year, right? I said, dude, I'm telling you, we're going to cut people. They're going to be paid. Oh, you say that every year. You're full of, you know what? Okay, so what happened there?
So first year ever. all of them get picked up. Yeah. I mean, we had Muhammad. He was a guy that we cut him. It's like, but he gets picked up.
Both the
fifth and sixth round draft pick, Moore and Jamerson, picked up.
Yep.
And then the guy that I thought, Rick Leonard. Okay, so if you're not familiar with Rick Leonard, he was a fourth round draft pick. He was a converted defensive end. And, a lot of people thought he was overdrafted, but a lot of people also said he has a lot of talent. And, so it was
many
a controversial.
Many teams said he'd be gone in the fifth.
The Saints may have drafted. The thing about it is because of all the raw talent and teams that, hey, we need offensive linemen, that was the guy I thought, somebody's going to pick him up and put him on the roster just because maybe next year he'll be a solid offensive lineman. Nope, he's the guy that makes it through the waivers and gets put on the Saints practice squad. So there's a little recap of our draft picks. Tomas, anybody in those draft picks that made it that you think shouldn't have or vice versa? I mean, who would you have kept? If you could keep somebody, and who would you have let go? In other words, if you're going to keep one of those young defensive backs, who are you letting go?
I probably would have kept Jamerson if I could have.
Okay, so you keep Jamerson? I like him too.
Okay.
Who are you getting rid of?
You asked me if we could have. Now, you have to listen to my rant to find out
how we could have.
So I give you just a little heads up. The rant will explain some of these things.
All right, next segment. Heath, same question.
Who am I letting go?
Who are you keeping from these guys that got cut? And if you keep them, who are you going to let go to take
his place? Well, I have the same answer. I would keep Jamerson.
That's the only
one. And I would have cut the surprise guy in JT Gray.
JT Gray. There's another surprise guy.
Who's still on the team.
Well, okay. So as we find out more about JT Gray, he's a special teams guy.
Yeah, but when he found out he made the team and everything, I remember thinking he's the first guy gone as soon as they make some other move.
And it wasn't.
And it wound up being Stupar, of all people.
Right. And Stupar has, this all-world game. It's preseason. Yeah. We get it. But, my God, if you're watching the last preseason game against the Rams, Stupar, what did he have, a sack or three sacks?
Oh, God, it was something.
An interception.
Yeah.
Forced fumble. Solo tackle, forced fumble. I mean, you're just sitting there who is this guy? Him and Robertson. Now, Robertson didn't have the
Robertson,
stat line.
He's just beast. He has beasted this preseason. He played well for us last year, Robertson. But Stupar has also played well when asked in the past before he was hurt.
And he was injured most of last season.
And he's a great special. He's not the guy that I would have expected. I would have expected Gray. When they signed Gillislee, I immediately thought he's taking Edmonds' place.
Right.
Okay, well, then it turned out Edmonds went second when
Larivas
walked back in the door. But, surprising to me.
So we have a minute. Real quick, let's talk about the Larivas thing. Now, Larivas was cut, and I think that the Saints were just playing a little waiver wire.
Is this?
What's that?
The contract. Fetch your contract.
Little guaranteed
contract. Here's the thing. Is Andres Pete, I'm hearing rumors that he might have a hip injury. Not necessarily something that keeps him out the whole season, but a little hip injury.
And, shocker.
And who's going to start? Is it going to be Larivas? Is it going to be
That makes it even worse at tackle.
Yeah. That's true. There's your backup tackle right there. Unless we pull an old Leonard off the practice squad.
I actually like Wozniak better.
You like Wozniak's potential? Yeah, you know, potential, yes.
Definitely.
We'll see. I mean, he's long. He's another one he needs to eat a couple of biscuits from Popeyes.
The thing they say is that Leonard doesn't have a good work ethic. That's the thing that they
right. are
always
talking
about.
I hope that when he got cut, I hope that was the thing that really slapped him in the face.
Yeah. You never know. Well, that's why I like Wozniak.
Wozniak, hard worker.
Yep.
All right.
Lots of raw talent there. Seven-footer.
And the intramural basketball team, he could be a contributor there. You want to make sure that you got your
great players there. Yeah.
So, and come December, he can move over and play some with the Pelicans. He's right there in town.
The Pelicans need help. They get injured quite a bit themselves, right? Hey, anyway, 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. When we come back, it's a Tomas rant. You've been waiting for it all off season. It's finally here. Don't go anywhere. Hey, this is Dave, man. As most of you guys know, I'm not a big gambler. It's not so much that I'm opposed to it, I'm just really bad at it. But you know, I still like to put a little coin down just to make the games interesting. So I go to mybookie.com. That's the place I go to put my bets down. These guys, every time I bet, I get paid. Well, that's when I win. But anyway, look, that's why I urge you to go to mybookie.com. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding perks in the business, and it's all for you. Hey, for instance, like me, I love fantasy, man. You go, you can make bets on individual players and whether how many points they'll score that week. Hey, if you're like me and you just want to put a little something on the game just to keep your interest in it, go to mybookie.com. That's where I go. Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer Podcast crew. Dave Romero, Heath Elson-San, Tomas Mauricio, Tyler Kistner on the board, 97.7 Sports Talk Radio, what you've been waiting for all offseason. I'm telling you, people don't understand. If you haven't heard it before,
I did a little bit last week.
It's sweeping the nation. All the kids around campus are talking about it.
That's right.
It's a big deal. It's a Tomas rant.
Oh, my God, it's going to blow!
It's a Tomas rant.
That's right. I don't want to hear these facts.
Daddy, she's going to blow.
I have opinion.
I got a nuke coming in. It's going to blow in less than a minute.
That don't mean anything to me.
It's
going to
blow. It's going to blow.
My opinion overranks the fact, okay?
It's going to blow up. It's going to blow up.
And she will. It is a mathematical certainty.
Indubitably. All right. Now I put on the real game face now. Quit joking around.
Now they can see the video, so you can't be making those faces.
Well, there you go. All right. Although I do have a joke for later that we can all die. All right. But now, being serious, here is my rant. What the hell happened with these cuts? Well, let me explain it to you. One idiot on our team. That's right. I'm going to call it out the way that it is, whether you like it or you don't. If you don't like it, here it is. Mark Ingram. What the hell were you thinking? Because of your, I'll be nice, foolishness, we had to endure all kinds of strange cuts and all kinds of stuff. The running back situation would have never become what it's become had you not messed up with your PED. Okay? Here we go. How many guys did we go through? Well, we got West coming on. Vereen, injured reserve. Not really, but we'll make believe that he is. Okay. You know. Is that Ben Vereen, the guy from Hollywood? Anyway. We got these people coming, going. Williams gets cut, gets picked. Luckily, we got him back on the practice squad. Okay. All for what? You know, dude, you did great last year. You took this team because of you. I give you your props, man. Because of your hard work. Kamara was able to run. You were able to run. The team pushed it all the way to the end. Fantastic. Now you're out for four games. For four games, you have completely messed up our offensive system. That's correct. Because as much as I love Boston Scott, he's not ready. He's not ready for prime time. He's ready for backup and occasional, you know, dart here and there. And you're going to put all that load on Kamara. What if Kamara gets hurt because of your stupidity? Did you think that through? No, you didn't think that through. You were too busy. Yeah. That's the whole thing. We're walking around. You know? Dude, what do I care about your guns? You know, I care about this team. Do you? Now, I know a lot of people are going to be upset with me. Man, Tomas, I can't believe you're ragging on Ingram. Hey, I rag on whoever does something that hurts this team. I'm upset that Stupar got cut. I'm upset that we had to shuffle people around in the backfield. For what reason? You know, Gillespie. My good friend Heath sent me a text saying, not the answer. What'd you say, 5 teams in 4 years or something like that, Heath? Yeah, he's not the answer. So, he's the answer for 4 weeks. Big deal. You sign him to a 1-year contract for him to play 4 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I don't even know he's the answer for 4 weeks.
But. Exactly. You know, as far as I'm concerned, why bother? Put Boston Scott in there. That's easy to me. But no, we had to allow some guy to say, well, you know, I don't know. I thought it was an airhead. Well, really? So my rant is just simply this. Ladies and gentlemen of the New Orleans Saints, mostly gentlemen because I'm talking about the team, wake up. Make sure you don't mess up. We're in a good position. We're in a position to make a big, giant push towards, you know what? Super Bowl. So don't mess up, please. If you got to take something, here's what you do. Don't go to Ochsner. We don't need to find out from them. They obviously don't know what the hell the right answer is. Okay? Instead, don't even go to the trainer because the trainer might go, hey, yeah, whatever. No, don't do that either. I actually know one of the trainers, so I shouldn't say that. All right. Instead, here's what I'm going to tell you. Go to the coach. Go right to the main man and say, hey, coach, you know, I'm feeling kind of down. I'm thinking about taking this stuff. And when you show it to the coach and coach says, are you stupid? Then you know, oh, never mind, coach, in a garbage can. If you got the sniffles, buy a box of Kleenex for God's sake, okay? I mean, really. We're on the cusp, gentlemen. Let's push it through. Let's get another ring for Drew and another ring for each one of us, including this fabulous team right here. There you go. That's my rant for this day.
Yep.
God bless America.
That's a Tomas
rant. The opinions expressed by Tomas do not necessarily reflect the thoughts and views of David Romero or the BS and Beer podcast. And David's silence should not in any way be mistaken for agreement on the subject. Sometimes we just have to get on with the show.
Heath.
Oh, well, so, you know, I agree with you 100%. You know, this kind of goes back to the world we live in today with personal responsibility. At the end of the day, I don't care if it was something that, you know, look, let's be honest. I think the drug policy and the PED thing in the NFL is a complete screw up anyway.
Yeah.
And it's hard for anybody to know what they should or can or can't take or what's in this or what's in that or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it's about personal responsibility. And the bottom line is Mark Ingram is responsible for what happened to Mark Ingram.
That's correct.
Now, as far as all these other players go, Vereen on IR, bringing in, is it Gillespie? Gillespie, what the hell is his name? Whichever one it is, okay? You know, signing Jonathan Williams, who, he's every bit as much the answer as Gillespie.
Yeah, I understand the whole picking him up and put him on a developmental squad.
Right, so, but they sign him back to the event. Then they sign the guy from
Washington
Detroit. Dwayne Washington, that used to play with Detroit, who hasn't moved the needle in all of the time he's been.
I need to send Gary a note to find out.
I'm going
to
suggest that this isn't just about the first four games. The Saints are not that concerned about the first four games without Ingram, especially when you have Kamara on the bench. It's not like we don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Drafting Boston Scott would be another a move in this. I think the Saints are keeping these people around. They're building up for a Ingram-less future.
Yeah.
Right? Because Ingram's at the end of his contract.
Hot take.
And look, it's for multiple reasons.
Breaking news from the BS and Beer News Desk.
That's breaking news right there. So the Saints are gearing up for a...
They are. And it's for multiple reasons. It's not just because he screwed up for this four games.
Hey, when we come back, we got to touch on that some more. But we got to take a quick break. 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the BS and Beer Podcast. Now back to your two yetts and a coon ass.
BS and Beer, standing up for the little people, man.
BS and Beer Podcast.
standing up for people.
BS and Beer.
Indeed, you are powerful.
Americans are going to stand up and say,
BS and Beer.
And I'm just telling you what people are going to do.
We fight bullies.
BS and Beer Podcast.
There's going to be a revolution
for the people.
BS and Beer.
There's going to be riots in the streets.
BS and Beer.
BS and Beer.
Getting ready to rise up.
BS and Beer Podcast.
Come on, I'm joining them.
Now witness the firepower that this fully armed and operational
podcast.
Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer Podcast crew. It's Heath Elson-San, Tomas Mauricio. I'm Dave Romero. Listen, it's wall-to-wall Saints talk. This is normally the segment where we do our NFC South report. Right now, not a whole bunch to report other than a whooping that's going to happen in the Superdome. I heard people, and I think it might have been Sirius NFL Radio, predicting the demise of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
They picked 6 wins. They said, you know what, I think with the new coordinator and a lot of transition, and I think that their window kind of and that was their speculation.
Well, now, you know, they picked up an offensive tackle because they didn't have anybody. If you think we're in a bad way, they had nobody.
Well, I don't think we're in a bad way at all.
And they picked up the guy that Gary said from Detroit.
Right.
Was getting killed all the time.
The quarterback
Stafford.
Yeah. I think the Panthers, I think there's going to be a drop-off. I think the Bucs and the Panthers are both going to be 6, maybe 7 win or under team.
Yeah.
Atlanta, think that they're going to be a little bit more of
they'll have double digit wins.
They'll be competition. They just too much talent on that team.
Yeah.
Their defense is fast. I do not believe, and believe me, I'm trying not to say this with Homer glasses on. I don't think they're on the Saints level. Having said that, the level's not so much higher that if the Saints come and play a B game.
Right.
And Atlanta plays an A game that they can't win.
Right.
So, but
injuries too. You know.
That matter of fact, if you recall, was it the first Atlanta game?
Yeah.
Kamara went out.
We
lost, and we also, I know some people would argue it probably didn't make much of a difference, but Klein went out injured. We got beat up really bad that game, a Thursday night game, short week, and boy, it's just they were falling just left and right with the injuries.
Yeah.
Man, wasn't there a guy? Maybe it was. Was it Ingram that went to the sidelines?
It was.
I mean, it was just
Got out. Ingram went to the sidelines, and then we're like, "Well, now who's going to play running back?"
Right. It was just like there was some issues.
Let's hope that maybe this is our year to not have the
too many.
We've been dealing with so many injuries over the last several years,
and it's probably a bigger issue than anything else would be a team that stays physically healthy.
Yeah.
Has an
and at the same time, I can't really think of, I think Atlanta has stayed pretty healthy.
So they're due.
Getting knocked around
a little bit. They're due.
Maybe, you know, let's hope.
I don't wish anything wrong. I just say, let's make sure that we don't have a problem.
Right.
But I will say this. I think that, as we talked before, our drop-off from 1 to 2 is not quite as huge as before.
In some areas.
So
Right.
So, we might be able to stand a little bit more this year than last year.
Well, and I mean, last year I do recall, and I'm not saying that thinking to myself, the places where we got injured, we did have at least potential guys. Like, we got beat up at defensive end. You know, and then but we still had some guys that were decent players. Hendrickson is a guy that, he still need a lot of development, but at the end of the day, he wasn't a bum. You know what I'm saying? Linebacker was another. We had some issues, and we weren't – maybe – no, the more I think about it, linebacker's probably more of we weren't that good to begin with, so when the backup came in, it wasn't a big drop-off.
Right. I mean, I love Marty. He played with such heart and intensity, but let's face facts. He was not
– didn't belong on the field, not on the NFL field. All right, so let's take a couple of these hotline calls because I think that we need to get to them. We had a bunch of people calling.
What's that number again?
701-901-1295. You're always on that. I like that, man.
Hey, it's your boy Tulsa calling from Ramsey, Germany. I've got a quick question for you fellas. With the trade of Teddy Bridgewater and him giving away our 2019 third round, as well as Davenport covering our 2019 first round, do you think we're going to have enough draft capital next year to actually make a difference in the draft? Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. The audio was a little bad, so I got the gist of the question, which he's basically saying, we gave away a first-rounder next year for Davenport. We now traded a third-rounder for Bridgewater. Will we have enough firepower to make a difference in the draft in 2018? or 19 actually. I'm going to say you might want to make some plans with the wife. Go figure something out, because I got to tell you, I don't know. You know how much material for our show that we're not going to have next year in trying to develop some off-season talking points? I got to tell you,
yeah.
I'm not excited about that. That's the one negative, because, I mean, to me, man, I would say that the draft is close to as exciting as a game is for me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe not quite the same level, but the anticipation, excitement. Now we're not going to have a first. Yeah. We'll have a second. You know, but here's the thing. The Saints do like to will and deal, so maybe they make a move to do something.
No, let's stop the bleeding. You know, first thing I'd like to say is I hope that by the time the draft rolls around next year, I'm feeling a whole lot better about giving up that other number one for Davenport.
Right.
You know, let's hope to God that he starts to prove that worth throughout the season. You know, and then the other thing, we gave up the third for Bridgewater. That could pay off in the future. You know, we kind of already touched on this. Have to see how that goes. But, man, you know, so what does that leave us? A second. And what did you say?
Two, a four. I think two fives, a six, and two sevens. I think that's what we have.
Okay, yeah. You know, the Saints, you know, now this year it doesn't quite look that way, obviously, with our fourth, fifth, and sixth not making. But historically, the Saints had done some good work later in the draft. You know, so let's hope they can repeat that, because that's where we're going to mostly be operating now.
Well, that's what I would say. I would say to you that 2 years ago when we had the Kamara draft, as I call it,
yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of guys that got picked that I had stuff on them. I had videos on them. I had names. I had positions. You know, I had broken down a lot of stuff. This last year, they're picking people. I'm going, what? Where? You know, when they picked fourth, right? The fourth round pick, I was like, I heard the guy's name before, but I have no clue who he is. And then I started doing a little research. I was like, well, they had him like a fifth round. You know, I was like, and we took him in fourth. So I really didn't have all that excitement this year. You know, I was excited. And remember, we were all like, really, you're going to trade up for Davenport? And so we're like, But seriously, I mean, when you look at it, this year's draft didn't really get us excited. But we did pretty good with Clapp at six. We did good with Traquan Smith at three.
Yeah, Traquan Smith, I mean.
You know, yeah. So we got some picks this year that are going to make the team and make a difference. Now, that 4, 5, 6, four is to be determined, but 5 and 6 are gone.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, we'll see. But now, again, the Saints could be still getting that compensatory pick. That's a possibility. They could also be packaging some stuff up with a player, maybe moving up and get another second or a third. So you never know. It's too early to determine yet. Will we have enough firepower? Here's what I'm going to say. Enough that we're only going to have, if we only had six positions available this year, based on what I see right now, we'll only have like three positions next year. So we only need to hit on three.
Well, I mean, the point is, man, you always want to keep that pipeline of young, talented players coming in. But look, quite frankly, I guess you can argue one way or another. It's a done deal. It's already happened. Now it's just a matter of hoping that those players, like you were saying, Davenport matures and develops. And quite frankly, and you can see it this year with all the draft picks that didn't make it, the Saints are not a team, at least right now in this window, that has a lot of room for a bunch of new players.
That's what I'm saying.
A bunch of players developmental. So, yeah, we don't have a first. That the second is going to be a guy that should be able to help the team.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a good chance that the third may not have been, you know, and we can go back and talk about the quarterback. I think we need a quarterback more than we need a third rounder. And if it turns out to be the way we talked about it earlier, where he ends up staying with the team and being – a Bridgewater quarterback, you like that? If he ends up being a bridge quarterback, then it was worth it. If he ends up being a really good Saints quarterback on a team that's already stacked, then that's even better.
Yeah.
So
and just remember who we picked in the third round for a quarterback just a few years back.
Yeah. Didn't work out. All right, let's jump. We got one more hotline call. Let's take that.
Hey
real
guys,
quick.
This is Alan from Long Island, New York. Who dat to you guys? Just, you know, looking at the roster cuts and seeing that we only got two running backs on the team right now, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Cutting Jonathan Williams is a big surprise for me personally. So I don't know. I just want to get your thoughts on that. Thank you guys so much. Here's to a great season. Who dat? And I love that podcast.
Hey, we love that podcast.
Remember, that's the key phrase. Whenever you call in, you have to always end your call with,
I love that podcast.
There you go.
Well, you know, we kind of already talked about this with Jonathan Williams. He said he was surprised. Certainly, we're all surprised by that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the first four games, you know, we got Gillespie, Boston Scott, and Kamara.
Nice.
So, and of course, Ingram will be back, but I don't know, you know. go ahead.
I was going to say Gillespie. Am I saying that right?
Gillespie.
You know, I've researched. He's a power back, and I think they're looking for somebody to run the ball in short yardage, first down, goal line. Tomas, maybe he's
not the answer.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's the answer, but he doesn't need to be. He's just a stopgap.
So as far as statistics on him, that's I think somebody put it up on Twitter. He's 68% success rate on third and fourth and short, and he scored, I think, is it 10 or 12 touchdowns inside of the 10-yard line in the last 2 years.
So
so that's his forte.
Yeah,
so
he's the coach said we only use him on first and second down.
Well, he's
that's what Coach said.
Yeah,
he's a guy that might only have like 220 yards rushing in his entire career in 5 years, but has 27 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So
I think he only literally has like 1,200 yards rushing in a 5 year career or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway,
all right. I mean, so we appreciate all the hotline calls 701-901-1295. Also, the email bsandbeer@icloud.com. Don't forget to join our Pick'em League. That's Yahoo. The league ID 37909, BS and beer is the password. Y'all join in, have some fun with us. When we come back, it's time for our Pick'em League. Listen, mybookie.com sponsors our Pick'em League.
That's right.
You should come in, join the league. Maybe you can win some. Well, I don't know. We haven't even determined if there's prizes yet. 97.7 Sports Talk Radio.
Kissing hands and shaking babies, the BS and Beer Podcast.
Welcome back. It's the BS and Beer Podcast crew. Listen, 97.7 Sports Talk Radio. It is time for the Pick'em League. Matter of fact, if you're watching the VCast, you can see the instructions on how to get into the league. But for those of you who are visually impaired, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. What?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. So,
says the man wearing
glasses. League ID.
Can you see it?
I can see it. I got my glasses on. I got tired of squinting, so I put my glasses on.
Right.
I can't. I got to quit fighting it. Just embrace the horror. All right. The league ID, it's Yahoo Fantasy Sports Pro Pick'em, okay? The ID number, 37909. That's the number the league that uniquely identifies the league. And the password is BSANDBEER, and that's all lowercase. So BSN beer is the password. And the league ID, 37909. Please get out there, join the league.
Yep.
It's so much more fun when we have a bunch of people to play with and we can talk about it and we can, you know, I can more people that I can I feel like I'm helping them like build their personal wealth. You know,
they
might take my advice, go out and bet some money, pay their mortgage, put their kids through college, and then it gives me a feeling of self personal accomplishment.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right, so let's get to the pick'em.
So here's our pick segment. I decided to start with the two greatest picks in Saints history.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40, and John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line.
All right, time for the pick'em. I got. Oh man, it went away. Where'd it go? Okay. let's see. There it is. The pick'em. I got to click on it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, all this technology. That's why I'm trying to be easy with the folks. That
Apple phone.
That,
what can I
call? All right. Here we go. So we're gonna start it off. I'll call you out. You let us know. First game is a Thursday night game. It's man, what a great game to start the season off.
Yep.
Falcons at the Eagles. The Eagles are giving up 1 point. Heath.
I'm gonna take the Eagles and give up the one.
Okay.
Same here.
All right.
Yep.
Eagles.
You going Eagles? I'm going to go Eagles myself. Better. Moving on. Steelers at the Browns. The Browns are getting 3.5 points. What say you there, Heath?
Not enough. I'm taking the Steelers and laying the 3.5.
Not me. I'm going to break the tradition here. I think Cleveland's for real this year. I'm taking the Browns on a 3.5.
Tyler.
I'm taking Steelers, man. I don't think Cleveland's ready for that free beer yet.
Hey, listen, free beer. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Browns, too.
There you go.
It's all the preseason hype. It's the what do you call it, the hard knocks. I'm going with them. All right, yeah. Bengals at the Colts. Colts, 2.5 points they're giving to the Bengals. Heath.
I'm going to take the Bengals in the 2.5.
All right.
I'm going to take the Dolts and give up the 2.5.
Tyler?
Yeah, Colts.
All right, I'm going Bengals. All right, moving on. We have the Titans at the Dolphins. No line at this point.
The Titans.
The Titans, all right.
Yeah. Me too. I go with the Titans.
Yeah, Titans until Miami proves something.
Yep. I'm going with the Dolphins, man. I'm going with the Dolphins.
I'm going
against the flow. 49ers at the Vikings.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Yeah. 49ers at the Vikings. The Vikings giving up 7.5 points. They no longer have Casey Kasem. So, Heath?
Yeah. I'm going to take the Vikings and give up the 7.
All right. Tomas?
If they were playing in San Francisco, I'd take the 49ers, but they're playing in Minnesota, so I'm taking the Vikings.
What you say, producer?
Hey, Minnesota, I don't think 7's enough. I mean, Minnesota all the way.
Minnesota all the way. I'm going with the 49ers.
Woo!
I'm going with the 49ers. I'm going against the grain. I'm going to take them 7 points.
He's digging that hole.
Garoppolo going to
digging that hole.
He ain't lost yet as a starter.
But they lost their starting running back.
Yeah. All right, Texans at Patriots.
Maybe you didn't know that.
Okay. No, I didn't, actually. So.
I'm going to take the Patriots and give up the 7 at home.
Okay.
I'm agreed to that.
Tyler.
Yeah, New England's a tough place to win, so I'm going with New England.
I'm going with the Texans. I'm going.
Dave. I'm trying to make a statement.
He's distancing himself early.
Now, look, I got to create some separation. That's how you make the big bucks, baby. You can't. You can't play it safe. All right. Then we got the Giants, the Jaguars at the Giants, and the Giants are getting 3 points. What you say, Heath?
That's not enough. I'm going to take the Jags on the road and give up the 3.
I'm taking the Jaguars.
Tyler.
I'm with the Jags defense on this one. Jaguars all the way.
Yeah, I'm Jaguars. We got a sweep. We got a sweep. Okay, so now we have the Bills at the Ravens. The Ravens giving up 8.5 points.
This is likely to be a snore fest, but I'm going to take the Ravens and give up the 8.5 at home.
Wow, we're on the same wavelength. Same thing again. I'll take the Ravens as well.
Yeah, I'm with Heath. I think this will be a snore fest. I'm not sure 8.5 points will be scored.
That's a good
one. But I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah. I'm taking the Bills, man. The Ravens, what in the world makes the Ravens 8.5 points better than any team?
The Bills.
Snead. Willie Snead. Oh, wait, I got to change my pick. I forgot about old Willie Snead. All right, Chiefs at the Chargers. The Chargers are giving up 3 points. Break. Yeah, so Heath.
Man, you know what? This one was a tough one for me. I guess I'm going to take the Chargers at home and give up the 3.
Same here. Chargers at home, give up the 3.
Producer.
I'm going with the Chiefs on this one. I think they can win on the road.
Right. Ooh, I'm taking the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers. All right. The Sea Chickens at the Broncos.
There you go.
2.5 points the Broncos are giving to the Seahawks. What'd you say, Heath?
I'm going to take the Broncos and Mile High and give up the 2.5.
Okay.
I'm taking the Broncos because they named the starting running back the guy that's on one of my sleepers on my fantasy team. There you go.
There you go.
All right. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
And I'm Seahawks too.
All right. Let's see. Redskins at the Cardinals.
How inappropriate of you.
Mm-hmm. and that's another pick'em game right now. Mm-hmm. Heath?
I'm going to take the Cards.
Okay.
Me too. I can't go with the Native Americans, so I'll go with the Cards.
All right.
I'm going Washington and Dave's old friend. Adrian Peterson.
Oh, AP, man. You guys, it's like bringing back old memories, like pulling the sodas out of that machine where you start the Coke machine. Never mind. All right.
Sharing that po' boy.
I'm going to go with sharing that po' boy. Our hands kind of touched when I handed it to him. All right. It's just those memories kind of make
TMI.
Me sad.
You all right, and me, all right. And me and you.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm going with the Redskins myself. Let's see. Cowboys at the Panthers.
Oh, my God.
The Panthers giving up 2.5 points. Heath.
As much as it absolutely pains me.
Painful.
I'm going to have to take the Scampers and give up the 2.5.
Uh-huh.
As much as it absolutely pains me, I'll have to take the Cowgirls and the 2.5.
Producer Tyler.
Yeah, I think Zeke and Dak get it done. Dallas.
You know, I tell you what. Yeah, Cowboys.
There you go.
How about them Cowboys? All right. All right, so Bears at the Pack. The Pack giving up 9 points. Now, the Bears just traded for a guy who's going to completely shut down the Packers' passing game, so I don't know why the line would still be 9 points. But
yeah, I this will probably change, but as it sits right now, I'm going to actually take the Bears and the 9.
Oh! Me too. I'm taking the Bears and the 9.
Tyler?
I'm going with the line, Green Bay.
Okay, I'm going with the Bears myself.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, boy, by the time that game actually arrives, I know I'm not going to get 9 points. So I'm going to have to revisit.
Yeah, revisit that one. Yeah.
Sunday night in Green Bay will be cold.
All right, so it's the Jets at the Garys.
Gary
Lions. And that's negative. The Lions have given up 7 points to the J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take the Fighting Garys and give up the 7.
All right.
I agree with that. I'll take Detroit.
Yep, Detroit.
Now, keep in mind, too, that we're all going to be at Gary's house watching the game on Monday night. You can't be pulling against him because he gets very upset.
Yeah. Right.
So I think it's a sweep. We all picking the Lions. And then the other Monday night game, the Rams at the Raiders.
And
4 points that the Raiders are giving up, are getting.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
Now, I think the Rams are going to come in, and I'll take the Rams and give up the 4.
All right.
I'm going to go against tradition here. I'm going to go against there's something about Chucky. So I'm going to go with the Raiders and the 4 points.
Tomas and I are on the same wavelength. I'm going because of John Gruden out there, Oakland.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm going with the Rams. And now the marquee game of the week, as I scroll to where it was in the middle, but I want to save it for last, so I got to find. Who the Saints playing? Oh, yeah. The Buccaneers in New Orleans. The Saints, 10.5-point favorites.
Yep.
Heath, yep. Do they have a shot?
They have a shot. At home in a dome. No crab legs. I'm taking the Saints and giving up the 10.5 to the Buccaneers.
Who that? I'm taking my Saints.
All right, Tyler. Those 10.5.
Biggest line of the day, but I'm going to go with the Saints as well.
Good choice, Tyler. You've acclimated yourself to the program quite nicely.
I think I got that one right.
All right. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I kind of see a whooping coming on, and I can't imagine the Saints losing this game. Backup quarterback. Matter of fact, I don't know if they have a better chance without Jameson.
They have a better chance if they play RG4.
RG4?
No?
Yeah.
But I'm hoping they play the Harvard boy. Mike Williams, Marcus Williams, will have an interception in this game. I'm calling it out.
There you go. He's a hot take. Any final thoughts, Heath?
I got nothing.
All right. Tomas.
I'm fired up. Let's go. Saints.
Hey, listen, it's exciting. It's time for some football. Don't forget, be part of the pick'em. Man, look, go in there. Yahoo, the number is 37909. BS and beer is the password. Join the league. Come have some fun with this.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
It's going to be a great season. We look forward to talking to you guys every week. Don't forget to send us some emails, bsandbeer@icloud.com. Thanks for all the people.
Follow us on Twitter.
John Hendricks came in, helped us out, talked to Little Saints. All the people who sent us some graffiti hotline, 701-901-1295. Be part of the show. We enjoy it. Come follow us on Twitter. All that good stuff.
Next week I'll have the wallet ready, so get your
That's
Bitcoin
right.
ready.
Oh, man, we went a whole show almost with no Bitcoin. 97.7. Talk to you next week.
Anyway, later. The person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back.
And that's the way it is.
Oh, God, give you all time to David Heat and Tomas. Every Wednesday, so don't miss. We do this every week. Every Wednesday, so don't miss. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, we have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. We have a lot of fun. I love this podcast. Oh, boy, don't waste time to